Brandon, is it a tradition for you? I noticed the last couple days you've taken your cleats off.
Oh.
Off the field. Is that
it just feels good.
Just feels good? Okay. Something different. Hard day's work makes sense, right? How things are going so far for you right now?
We're plugging away, you know. It's, you know, still too early to really tell, but you know, we're doing our best. We're doing what we're coached to do, and eventually we'll start hitting on all cylinders.
What did it feel like today to go out in pads?
It's just a normal day, you know. Yeah, it's just this is the way camp is. You know, you're expecting to go out there in football pads, and once it happens, it's just a step closer to getting to our preseason games.
Between the OTAs, minicamp, and now, can you personally feel the progression with you and Tom, or the connection becoming even more fine-tuned?
Not yet.
How long does something like that take?
Just takes time. You know, we're continuing to talk and work together and see what one another's expecting out of what we're expecting out of the route running, and then, you know, eventually to start clicking.
But is it too early, Brandon, then to see maybe the potential for that to start to come together?
Way too early.
Jabbar talked yesterday about the unspoken connection that needs to develop between a quarterback and a wide receiver. Your experience, obviously different guys are, you know, it's different situations, but how long does that usually take?
It just happens. You know, most of the time that kind of stuff happens when you're in the game and you're kind of, you know, and everybody's just on the same level. But, you know, you can talk and you can discuss and practice a lot of stuff, but, you really figure things out in the game time situations.
Has your relationship with Josh McDaniels helped you at all here, you know, with the transition coming here, because he has some familiarity?
I think so. I think, you know, it helps with the other offensive players trusting me, and I know what I'm doing out there. So that definitely helps.
Have you found yourself in any situations where you've had to say, look, this is what Josh means? Maybe is it with the guys who've been here?
Yep. No, I mean, everybody gets it. Just by the way that he explains things, it's pretty simple for the guys to understand what he means. And of course, Coach Chad really helps us out and translates a lot of stuff.
You do talk to. I see you talk to Tom a lot, all the time. Is he an easy guy to communicate with, or for you to express your views or opinions about things?
I think that he communicates well with everybody, and I think that's what makes him such a great leader.
How much of that is give and take, and how much of that is Tom saying, look, I need you here in this situation at this moment?
I don't think, and you know, it's not, I don't, there's no give and take. There's, you know, it's what we're coached to do, and then we all go out and execute.